From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and it's Sunday the 23rd of February. Here's what's coming up for the club over the next few weeks, and it's a packed program. On Saturday the 8th of March, the Brisbane Wison Group is assisting with the Toowoomba Endurance Horse Riders Association's Hip Pocket Challenge. That's being held in Southbrook, a little bit southwest of Toowoomba, and Wison is providing checkpoint assistance. We'll continue the theme on Monday the 10th of March, starting at 1900 hours, with our monthly member meeting held in the Toowoomba Library. Simon Chantrell, VK4TSC from Brisbane Area Wison Group, is joining us hot off the heels of the weekend horse riding event. Station readiness is vitally important, and amateur radio operators have so much to offer when there's a real emergency. Simon will give us background to Wison and what it is, and indeed what Wison is not. Finally, on the 15th of March, the club is going bush for the John Moyle Field Day. Well, actually, we'll be in the relatively comfy confines of the Danish Flower Market complex just outside Highfields, but we'll be fully compliant with the John Moyle Field Day rules, operating fully portable and literally in the field, and this is training for an emergency situation, as well as providing the opportunity to get an award for the club. Plan to come along and help us. We'll be doing the six-hour option, and there'll be plenty for all comers to do. Did you know that the club has a portable radio trailer? Have you ever seen it? No? Come and find what's in it. Saturday the 15th of March. And just ensure that Saturday the 10th of May is in your diary before there's a clash with something much less important. More information to come, but it's the date of our first annual club fox hunt and barbecue. The fox hunt will start from a secret location and finish at another secret location with, you guessed it, a barbecue. As always, all this information is on our website at ddrci.org.au, and the Wison information is on brisbanewison.org.au. If you can't find what you're looking for, use the club's website contact page to get in touch. And membership is half price right now, so what better time to renew or become a member for the first time? 73s from John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Redfest 2025 Adventures on HF update. Greetings from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Redfest 25 Adventures on HF will be held on the 12th of April 2025. Gates open at 9 a.m. Our new venue will be the Deception Bay North State School, Old Bay Road, Deception Bay. We will raffle a very nice ICOM IC7300. Tickets $5. Buy as many tickets as you want. Bye for now, and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au/redfest.
And now here's Wison news. If you're in southeast Queensland and use the UHF repeaters that support Wison communications, including VK4RZA, VK4RZB, VK4RZC, and VK4RTQ, here's some important news. These repeaters are being reworked, improved, and reconnected. The repeaters have also been linked. After a long time of operation with increasing amounts of interference on the inputs, part of the upgrade is a universal shift to a minus 7 megahertz split, but everything else is the same, so all you need to do is reprogram the offset. The CTC-SS access tone remains at 91.5 hertz, so no change needed there. By the time you hear this bulletin on Sunday the 23rd of February, all of the following will be operating and linked permanently. VK4RZA Springbrook, serving the Gold Coast, transmitting on 431.1 MHz. VK4RZB Mount Cutha, serving Brisbane, transmitting on 431.2 MHz. And VK4RTQ Mount Kynoch, serving Toowoomba, transmitting on 431.025 MHz. These repeaters are on air now and the work is completed, should be correctly identified in repeater book by the time Q News is broadcast. In early March, the team will be upgrading VK4RZC at Wilkes Knob, serving the Sunshine Coast, and that's transmitting on 431.125 MHz. No offset change has yet been made to that repeater. All the repeaters have a 3-minute timeout, and they're all permanently linked, so input on one of them appears on all. And from the Brisbane Weissen Group comes news of an activity in just over 2 weeks. The Southbrook Horse Endurance Ride runs on the 8th and 9th of March, and the event is run by TERRA, the Toowoomba Endurance Heritage Riders Association. Southbrook Cricket Club is the venue for the ride. The ride usually has a 20-kilometre, 40-kilometre and 80-kilometre event. This year there will be 3 checkpoint locations, and the locations may or may not be used as multiple checkpoints. The event usually kicks off at 1400 hours local and finishes at midnight. The 20-kilometre event is not usually in our sphere of influence, but depends on how the course has been organised. The 40-kilometre is one loop around the circuit through our manned checkpoints, and the 80-kilometre is a second loop, which sometimes reverses direction to keep everyone on their toes. The base at Southbrook Cricket Club is operated by Weissen from start to finish of the event. This is all computerised with paper-based backup. Field stations have paper sheets designed to facilitate number taking and check off reporter details, and they may use computer programs of their own in addition. Besides the field stations reporting competitor numbers, the Weissen checkpoints also provide a way for the competitor to ask for assistance, whether that be the rescue float, a farrier, medical assistance, or search and rescue. This is all about safety. Weissen is a strong contributor to the success of the event. Some of the events we've been involved with were not going to happen if we hadn't been used. Overall, a very well-organised event that doesn't leave operators in the field waiting for no-shows. Check the Brisbane Weissen Group's website at brisbaneweissen.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The apocryphal saying that stalks the internet, "May you live in interesting times," certainly seems to be the situation for us now. We amateurs often point the finger at ourselves for not being good communicators, in that we can really get messages stacked and waiting when it comes to our own pursuit. Overseas, we see the efforts of a new government flailing and stumbling to rapidly achieve promises made in election campaigns. For us who are outside the USA, it's an amazing spectacle and at times a frightening one to watch. The reports and analyses of the actions befalling Uncle Sam. Whilst we think of sovereign countries as governing for the good of their own people, when one nation achieves superiority in many spheres of activity, which interact with other nations through treaties and international law, we can have many dilemmas facing us when the thousand-pound gorilla in the room no longer accepts the benefits of consistent behaviours. We can take heart that as our country moves towards an impending election, that we will have consistency of behaviour and conduct established by our constitution and law. We radio amateurs will still be able to operate and know that our ACMA will still operate in ways that are familiar. Barring war or similar cataclysm, we will not be taken off the airwaves. Whilst this country does have certain media outlets with stated political affiliations or biases, we're still able, with relative ease, to get news reports which provide clarity to happenings here and home and overseas. Trying to judge what is happening from reports emanating from within the USA is looking almost impossible until you can recognise the filters that the story has gone through and then compared to other sources. We've seen over many years divisions occur within the structure of national amateur radio bodies from Europe to North American countries. At times, hams seem to take themselves very seriously and find splitting national bodies a better solution than struggling to repair apparent failings. Recent history has demonstrated this here too. What I'm driving at is that rebellion can have useful outcomes if it is conducted for the benefits of all people. When ideas are out front or transparent, as the politicians call it, we can better get our minds around the issues. We have our own election within the WIA running, and we are facing a federal parliamentary election before tax return time. We are fortunate that the systems which establish the rules for the elections and any possible change in controls are well understood, and we can expect things to continue without the heartache and angst we are seeing festering in our Pacific neighbour. It's been the policy of amateur radio from its inception in this country that it should be free of partisan politics. I hope and trust that we can see this attitude passed along as part of our heritage. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.